and welcome to another episode of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch, fresh off my trip to the Land of Freedom, where I got a chance to spend some time with a couple of good Texan young men. Well, sort of young. Didn't bring Goon with me this time. Goon, I'm really sorry about that. I think you would have had fun. It was a good trip. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine, and I missed them too.
I got to see him just literally, let's see, 2 days ago. The one, the only.
You got
chief.
To tour.
How are you, man?
We are lamenting the loss of Crutch in the great state of Texas.
I had a blast. It was a short trip. It was a very specific, you know, like surgical strike kind of trip. And I am very, very glad I got a chance to spend some time with Mr. Browning and with the chief, the one and only chief, and actually both of the Ogryn separately, but at least some time. The Siberian Express and the extended family from Ukraine were elsewhere. So it was guy's time at Shea Chief. Shea Chief? Casa Chief?
Yeah,
Casa Chief.
One of those stories that they brought back was rolling through a checkpoint.
Rolling through a checkpoint. Oh, good.
Yes. So,
Casita de la Jefe.
Thank you.
So, apparently, also they met up, and I don't know if this was a code name, but they said a blind Asian.
Okay.
And apparently,
so if he's blind, does he know he's Asian?
Oh, it's a she, and she's well aware.
Okay.
I think she escaped communism.
Awesome.
So they had a lot to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Commies.
They're everywhere. Apparently they were at a Jason Aldean concert.
The commies were?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so
that was poor planning on their part.
Well, they said, because apparently he has a song called something about you can't do that in a small town.
Can't do that in a small town, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So they followed him to Chicago, went to a small town in Illinois, and then set an American flag on fire. And then in the recording said, we did this in a small town. And you know, I don't understand why that's something to be proud of.
Anybody seen him since?
I don't know, but it was being...
Are you suggesting they're buried at Boot Hill?
I'm just saying that I'll bet you nobody's seen him since.
I can't speak to that because I just don't know.
All right, because first of all...
Or deny it.
First of all, they're cowards, so they'd be hiding.
Right.
And if they're not hiding, then something unspecified yet tragic should befall them. Well, who can say how that could happen?
Who can say? Who can say?
It's just amazing that you want people want they just want to test fate because as I was
it's like trying to rob a donut shop. You know who's going to be there. Come on,
exactly.
Every time I'm watching a video and a scenario like that happens, the old man on the whiteboard where he's drawing the graph of F around and find out. the line always goes in the same direction.
And surprisingly.
I don't understand how people haven't figured this out yet.
You know, the commies and the fascists are here in the People's Republic.
They run the People's Republic.
What's new?
Well, they do. They do. I'm going to give you fascist logic. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So, Chief, I'm assuming that high school football is a big deal down there in Freedom, right?
It's more than a big deal.
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah.
Okay. It's also important here, at least maybe not quite to the level where it is where you live. But I still go to the high school football games where Gunshaw graduated because I enjoy watching the games. They're a pretty good team. it's $4 or $5 for the ticket, and you know, maybe another 10 if you buy a couple of cheeseburgers and a coffee or a Coke. And you're supporting the kids, and you get an evening of football for almost no money. And it's fun. You're there. I see people in the community.
Mm-hmm.
We get to hang out. I like it. So during a rival football game for the Bethesda and Walter Johnson High Schools, not last week, but the week before, there was a fight after the game. It didn't happen on school property, and they say students were not involved. It happened at the Metro, which is the local subway system, happened at the Bethesda station,
right.
And there was a fight, and people were attacked, and people have now been arrested.
Good. Good.
You will want to guess, though, what the response is from the People's Republic?
What?
So all football games are now down to 75% capacity. You can only go if you are a student of the home team or a parent of one of the athletes playing. All students must be accompanied by adults. And so basically, I can't go. They don't want my money. Okay.
Wow.
And let's see. The students didn't even... So first of all, it was two high schools. If you're doing something for those two high schools, I get it. I won't argue the fact that it wasn't the adults that were causing the problem. You know, just don't let the students go. Just let the adults who want to go, go. We probably spend more money at the snack bar anyhow.
That is the definition of not logical.
Well, it's the kind of blinkered Philistine pig ignorance we get here in the People's Republic.
You guys might as well just call yourselves New Mexico.
No, in New Mexico, if you know, I don't know if you saw the rally that just happened.
No, but we've heard
of
the governor.
Yes, so the governor makes an order that is blatantly unconstitutional.
Right, but it's a trial balloon. She's just seeing whether or not we'll go for it. We're like sheeple.
So the sheriff says, regardless, we can't enforce this. Then there is an open carry rally where people show up and say, well, you know, what's up? There's, again, the man comes out with the graph and they're all there and they all have things slung over their shoulder.
Wow.
Excellent.
So,
can I have open carry in that state?
In which state?
In New Mexico, does my open carry in Maryland, do they have reciprocity? I'll check.
Yeah, I know 4 years ago they did, but things keep changing. Because I know Pennsylvania, you don't, depending on who's in charge and what the current law is.
I do not right now. I have to go get it in Pennsylvania, and that gives me 6 more states.
Yeah.
New Mexico, no permit needed.
Absolutely. Yeah, because it's supposed to, and that's funny because like Florida,
uh-huh,
Texas, most of the South, it's just now constitutional carry where there's zero paperwork needed. So the fact that zero paperwork is needed and you can just disregard that. Now, I have a question number two is, I don't know when these generations, like, I know that I'm a Gen Xer, and I don't know what others, but I saw this message, which was a public service announcement, and it brought to mind that so many people want to blame my generation for things. We're not the ones in charge. It is the nursing home government.
All right, so wait a second. What year were you born again?
78.
Okay, so technically you're Gen X.
Not technically, I am.
Okay, 65 to 80 is Gen X.
Yeah, there's no technicality about it.
My son is Gen Z.
Yeah, so part of the problem
I'm a boomer.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Yeah, well, you know.
You should be a proud boomer.
I am.
Listen, those generations that came after us,
mm-hmm.
they can't use an analog phone. They can't read a map.
Right.
Whoa.
They can't do anything hardly without technology. So if they do take over the world, I think it's going to be pretty easy to take it back from them.
So,
yeah, everybody after Gen X, yeah.
Yeah, because...
Millennial, Gen Z, Gen Alpha. It's a new Gen Alpha.
I'm sorry. I thought I made that clear. My apologies, Chief. Yes.
You said everyone after, and I'm after.
Well, he said after us, so I'm assuming he meant to include you. Because
well, I very mean all of us. I just forgot that you're not a boomer.
But Goon, you've always been very inclusive, so, you know.
Sure. I am, because, you know, I care.
The Goon Care. No,
that's actually a bumper sticker you can buy. Yeah. It's like $3.95.
It's right there next to our mugs.
Nobody wants to buy my mug.
Oh, now here it says no reciprocity for New Mexico.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if it's a big word. If it's constitutional, then it literally doesn't matter.
Right.
And so this is what I don't understand. How can a place have open carry but not concealed carry? If do you just want to know that it's there? I mean, if you say, and I have gone to places, and on the outside it says no guns. And I said, why does it say no guns? And they said that's a city ordinance. And I said, so guns are allowed. And then he pats his hip, and I go, I understand, because. And that was the business owner.
So what you got here is a don't ask, don't tell situation.
Exactly. You pretend to obey, and we'll pretend we're you've passed a law that matters.
I mean, it looks like here with Maryland, the only places I have trouble are up in New England where I travel a lot. Like if I were to go see the Yankee Swamp Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like Delaware, but you're not there very long, so it doesn't really matter.
Right. If you drive fast enough, they'll never know.
That's right. New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. Yeah, them.
Well,
it's not one poo, it's two. It's a mass of two, you know. Sorry.
That, though, Florida, did you get the extra tax stamp?
There's an extra
tax. Yeah, buddy, what do I have to do there?
So the reciprocity in Florida is you just have to pay the extra $30. If you've gone through all of the courses and done everything, mm-hmm. then you don't have to take a course. They just want their cut of the money.
They want some money.
Yeah, because when I was doing it, I was like, I'm never going to Florida, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
But Florida has reciprocity with doggone near everybody.
Right, and that's the thing. It's like, you don't have to take another course or anything. They just want their cash.
Just send us the money.
Send us your $30. Make it payable to Ron DeSantis.
Okay. the other thing.
Can I hold my nose while I do it?
Exactly. Well, you can send it to Disney.
Well, they're
not going to help me with this because they don't want me carrying in the land where everybody's happy.
No, of course.
Is everyone happy right now? Because the more I hear about what is currently going on in Disney and their Marvel's movie, which they're like, can we make everyone? We haven't alienated everyone yet. So,
but we're close.
So let's put together a cast that people either don't know about, don't care about, or have openly offended the core customer base.
Is this a new movie?
Yes, it will be. And Brie Larson was already complaining. So
is she the one that's trying to ruin everything?
Is she in it? Is it the Marvels?
Yeah.
Oh.
Miss Marvel. So, yeah. Or Captain Marvel.
She's Captain Marvel.
No, she is. I mean, maybe in her head she is.
Do you guys recall the guy that I've been giving you the information on the Bobpocalypse with? I hesitate to say his name here on the show. Well, he did one on...
Guy initials, right? So that you wouldn't...
Yes, say the name. DVD.
Yes.
He's, he did one on Star Trek being ruined.
Yeah.
Well, and, it is.
It is. Can't watch it.
Well,
I can watch the old stuff.
So, Crutch, how did it go? You spoke in front of how many people? I mean, I saw you. You looked great.
Thank you.
You didn't stutter?
I try not to.
When you talked, it was good.
Yes.
You did?
I was a little ticked off. I mean, it all went fine, but I think in hindsight, there was a couple of questions I should have asked and a couple of things I should have requested that would have made it just a little better. For example, I don't know if you noticed in the video, for those of you who don't know, because there's probably, I don't know, most of you don't know, my father passed away in November, and the organization he ran for very many years has an award that was in his name, which is now a memorial award. And this year they reached out to the family to ask someone to come down to Dallas, Texas, where the organization is having their big convention. So if you can find out who the convention is and you can find out what the award was called, then you might actually find out my last name. But good luck with that. Anyway, all I'm telling you is Texas. So there you go. Anywho, so they reached out to the family, hey, would you like to come down and be part of this award ceremony? And I said, sure, because the number one fan can't travel. And my brother's actually just getting over a bout of COVID, so he would be unavailable.
Wait. You mean your mother's other son?
Yes, my mother's other son.
Okay. Just want to be sure.
Just want to be sure. Get me in trouble. Number one fan. Listen.
That was well done, Chief. Well done.
Let me turn around so you can twist the spear a little javelin.
I think Showcat just bowed to you.
Wow.
There was nothing offensive there.
No, of course not. But anyway, so the long and the short of it is they asked someone to go down, and I volunteered. The facility was very, very kind. They comped a beautiful room. I had access tickets to all the venues. In fact, if I had had an opportunity to stay this week, I probably would have seen the whole show. It's a big convention. It's about 4 days long. But I'm back here because I needed to be here to do a show and go to work and pay bills and die. Anyway.
Wait, there was another thing.
Repeat. While not dead, do.
Right.
Remember, I thought you added a couple lines to that statement.
I did, but I can't remember what I added. Chief, help me. My brain.
So there was eat ice cream.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. That's right. Eat ice cream, take nap, repeat.
We also had some cow.
Well, there was... Okay. Okay, first things...
Well, first we want to hear what you wanted the folks to tell you told you.
Yeah, they didn't tell me until literally about, I don't know, 2 minutes before the presentation that I wasn't just going up there to say a small little thing about my dad and then the main MC would hand out the award. No, I was handing out the award. So I had to quickly rewrite a portion of the commentary that I had made.
Nice.
The
little pressure's good for you.
Well, and the other thing was, I don't know.
It didn't show.
Well, the thing that kind of, I was a little put back because I had offered to give them a copy of my comments, my statement, my spiel, whatever you want, just to look it over, if it was, make sure it's okay, fits in the time frame, blah, blah, blah. Everybody else was on the teleprompter. So I'm like, if I do this next year, when it's a possibility, I won't be on the teleprompter. I don't want to have to read off a paper. Because I'm looking at the teleprompter, I'm like, oh, heck, I could read that, even without my glasses.
Yeah, that is true. You don't need your glasses for the teleprompter.
Yeah.
You were the only one who pulled out paper and then...
That's because everybody else was on the teleprompter. Yeah.
And you mentioned how bright it was.
It was very bright up there. I couldn't see anybody. When you're down, you know, in the audience, you can look at all the tables. You can see as far back. There was about 300 people there. But once you got up there, all I saw was white lights and the teleprompters that didn't have my speech. So
when we're singing, we're lucky if we can see the judges in the front row.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, you can before they turn the lights on, because, like, you know, we come up in darkness and they introduce you and then they turn the lights on.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, once that happens, forget it. You don't want to look into the light racks either up on the ceiling. Well, I did that the first year.
You'll have funny little spots for hours. So it went well. You know, the guy was, thank you very much and all that, and got picture taken and off the stage we went.
He did not quite like his picture, by the way.
Yeah, quite a handsome man.
He was not dressed in the attire to what we had seen, so that was fortuitous. Literally that was the entire interaction, so I'm probably okay, if you know what I mean.
Remember, we talked about this. You're fine.
Yeah, yeah. All is well. So it was very nice. I then went in search of dinner, since I had had nothing to eat since...
So they didn't invite you to the banquet? Or had they already had the banquet?
So this little gathering had appetizers and stuff. And I tried to load up the plate on some appetizers, but, you know, you can only fit so much on a plate that's, you know, 5 inches in diameter. Lord knows I tried. Like, they had these little meat skewers. Yeah. You can get about 6 of those on a CD size plate. Anyway.
Nice.
Thank you. You're welcome. I went straight meat, you know. And then I accidentally got a fish cake, and that was, yeah, that ruined the palate for the whole evening. Yeah.
Oh, did you look up the scorpion?
No, I didn't. This is a weird thing that I was told that some people use live scorpions to cleanse their palate, to clear off the tongue, if you will. And then that was told to me by the chief, because he comes up with stuff that I'm not putting a live scorpion in my mouth.
I'm passing on that one too, chief.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, people do it.
I'm willing to watch someone do it. I'm more than happy to do that.
People bring snakes to work. I mean, people bring snakes to church. You don't do that either, right?
No, we don't.
Okay, good.
We kill.
I didn't see any, so I was very...
Would that help us raise money faster? Because we'd consider it at this point.
I think if you deliver the snakes to the people who are giving you the problems, that might solve another problem.
I'll bring it up.
You know, you don't necessarily need to be snake handlers. You could just be snake delivery.
In an unusual note in the news today, a United Methodist Church bishop unexpectedly passed away by being bitten by a live snake.
I know. I'm pretty sure. I'm waiting for a lightning strike.
Lightning's not going to strike for us criticizing this bishop.
Okay.
That's not who she represents.
Ah, good point. Good point. Well, she might. I mean, you know, she might be like a, you know, follower of Odin or Zeus.
No, I get the distinct smell of brimstone whenever I've been around her.
Wow.
I know. I would have people in my church listen to this. I'm gonna get a talking to now.
Now, Goon.
You can't say that. Why, yes. Yes, I can.
Yes. There's this document, and the first thing in the document says I can say these things.
They all work for her for a few more weeks, so they have to be nice. I am under no such obligation, and I have a microphone.
This man is a live wire. He's a loose cannon.
That's why we have a comedy podcast, folks.
We try to make it funny. We think it's funny.
Hurricane liked you too, by the way. She and I watched together.
Oh, well, thank you. The reviews are in, and my son actually, my wife was taking my son back to college. He had come home for the weekend because, you know, I'm not here. I don't know if that was the reason, but anyway, you know, dad's not home. I'm coming home, you know. No, I'm sure. But normally the time that she takes him back would have been the time when I was doing my bit. And he said, no, I'll go back early so you'll be home in time to watch it. So I appreciate that. Thank you very much, the youngster. So my wife got to watch it as well. And the great part about it, though, and as luck would have it, because, you know, for those of you who don't know, I'm a huge football fan. So we'll finish everything up and I'm a huge football fan. And as luck would have it, the hotel allowed me into my room like 3 hours early. And I was able to actually catch part of the Baltimore Ravens football game because they were playing a team in Texas. So I took that as
using a little of your charisma to make that happen.
A little bit. Yeah, I kind of schmoozed a little bit with the nice young lady behind the counter, and I told her what a great job she did, and she said, "Would you tell my manager?" I said, "Bring him out." So she brings her manager out, and I laid it out in lavender, and she had a big smile, and he had a big smile. He says, "We don't get a lot of that," and I'm like, "Well, that tells me a lot about your hotel."
You should be hearing. I got a single tear coursing down my cheek right now, man. I'm so proud of you.
Right, I am such the mote in God's eye, you know. When it comes to the charisma level, yes. But it was a nice trip. I hate, and I know that's a very strong word and a word that we as Christians probably should not use, but I hate driving in Dallas.
You're not.
Oh, people are crazy.
Well, the best part was I had to take the rental car back this morning. So I'm leaving the hotel and I'm following GPS. And GPS says, okay, you're going to merge onto this road and then you have to get off on this exit. But what GPS fails to mention is you're merging from the left lane and the exit is like 200 feet ahead on the right side. Oh, did I mention the road is 7 lanes wide at this point?
Yeah. Well, I think I know the intersection you went through, and they have...
I made 5 out of 7. I was a good...
30 and something.
Right. It was a good shot. I made 5 out of 30, and I went, we not getting there. So I continued driving forward and said, okay, recalculating. It's going to take a little longer. I'm like, that's why I'm leaving when I did. Oh, Lord have mercy. But it was... So I'm going to have to find a different way to come visit Mr. Browning and the chief in the future, because dealing with that airport and in and out of it is frightening, because then you have to loop around the entire airport to get back to the Enterprise rental car stations, and it's just, it was a mess.
So you liked the airport that you and I flew in and out of, DFW? Better?
I think I did. Yeah.
But there was plenty of signage, and we figured it out.
Yeah, the one sign they did not have at Dallas Love Field, rental car return.
Yeah, because it's nowhere. It's not even in the same city. That's the reason. Let me tell you.
Oh,
as someone who lives here, DFW is like 900 times worse. So only in DFW have we run into problems where we almost thought it was on purpose that they were leading us in the wrong direction. Like we were driving around, couldn't get in, then we couldn't get out. And it's like, we're going to be trapped here forever. When we go to Love Field, the only problem is that rental car is literally the next city over, which is why you have to take the bus to get back to the airport.
But in order to get to the rental car facility, you have to drive to the airport, you have to drive around the airport, you have to drive away from the airport, and then you have to do a U-turn because you've passed the rental car facilities because they're on the opposite side of the road. Other than that, it was really simple. And the thing is, my GPS was losing its ever-living mind because it kept going back and forth between two road names as I'm doing the loop around the airport. You know, stay here to go here, stay here to go there. And I'm like, I haven't changed roads. You've changed names 3 times. So I turned the volume down. I just started looking at the picture. I'm like, as long as my little triangle is on the blue part, I was good. Crazy. I'm going to have to age you a year.
Yeah. The other thing about here that I don't like, which I'm sure you got to experience, was you going onto the highway, which causes you to go one lane into oncoming traffic to get to said highway.
Yes, there's quite a few crossovers where you're looking right at vehicles coming at you. Yeah, it's good times.
I don't appreciate that.
It's a little disconcerting.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. It was like,
please
are
tell
we playing
me.
Chicken?
I know, really. Who's going to blink?
Because, unfortunately, the people in the trucks, even though it says, some say yield, some say stop, they will ignore both.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just because the light changed didn't mean that pickup was not going to slow down, you know, law-abiding citizens and all.
Well, that's the thing. The law is what I say it is, you know, and who's going to enforce it if I'm barreling down? I don't appreciate that. I also don't appreciate the fact that there's a lot of assumptions because I'm like one of three people in the, 10 million people of Texas that has a Prius on purpose, you know.
So, some people have it as a dare. What?
I don't know. What you got that for, son?
Yeah, I mean, there's people with Teslas, and there are no charging stations out here. So at least I use gas. But still, it's like there's some built-in animosity.
Do they snicker?
Yeah, well, they say, when are you going to get a real car?
And by that, they mean a pickup truck.
Yeah, because I keep saying, exactly. That's not a car.
Right.
Did you mean vehicle? It's whatever it takes to belittle a person's manhood is always the biggest thing. Which, the one nice thing is it always ends up being about guns. And... And whenever that happens, they say, boy, you are real Texan. Because when I list it off and list the calibers, the makes, the breeches and everything, showing that I fully understand my weapon, that's when it ends.
And then they realize, okay, he's good. He drives a funny car, but he knows his way around a weapon.
Yep, he's all right. It's kind of like this one is for you, Crutch.
Mm.
It's kind of like Lost in Space. He doesn't drive the Jupiter 2. All he's got is the space pod. It's cute, but, right. You know.
Yeah. Wow. Way to leave poor Chief out of the conversation.
Yeah, don't.
You can look it up. You can look it up.
I mean, I could. I'd have to care.
You have to care.
If you look up the Lost in Space episode, The Great Vegetable Rebellion, the pod figures in that one, and you'll see it.
All right, well,
it's a stupid episode, but the pod is pretty.
The only pod I remember was and What of Lazarus?
Look, I'm just happy that I mentioned an old band, and Crutch was able to pull out the one song they had.
Yeah,
that I had listened to, and
right off the top of my head.
And so,
what band?
Daz Band.
Okay, you got me stumped.
Whip it, whip.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Do 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 do.
See, and Crutch was making statements because they were going. We were stating how if you came down, then you could sing up there with the church folk because
I was
fun.
I was confused, Goon, because we got to the church. And they have a lovely live band up on the stage. There was two young ladies, both were singers. One was on keyboard, one was on guitar. There was a gentleman on bass, and there was another gentleman on the drums in a cage. And all I could think of was the movie Urban Cowboy, where the drummer was in the cage because they were worried about the people throwing bottles at him. And I thought, do they throw things at this poor man in church? And then I was informed it was an acoustic cage. Because I'm not a drummer, so I don't know nothing about no acoustic cage. Nobody ever put a trumpet player in an acoustic cage. Come on.
That's right. We just give you that thing that you muffled the sound with.
Yes. They're called mutes, actually.
Makes sense.
I have many.
Hey, you guys want a Doug update?
Sure. How is Doug?
Is it going off?
The cone is off. We are playing with our sister and our brother Stitch, and we are very happy. Though I notice that when I wake up in the middle of the night, sometimes he's just standing there staring at me quietly.
That's not creepy at all.
I'm not sure what's going on there, but I'm a little uncomfortable. Other than that, he seems fine and back to his old self.
By
when
damn,
he's there, he's up. Does he, is he holding up a sign that says revenge?
Nope. He seemed pretty happy that Bob Barker wasn't with us anymore.
Really?
Yeah, all the dogs in heaven though are nervous now.
Bob was a big proponent of fixing.
Ended every show with spay or neuter your dog.
I'm pretty sure that he was paid to say that.
Yes, but you can only do one or the other.
Well, not today, Zay.
I knew you were gonna go there.
Oh.
I had the dog spayed and neutered because he was fluid.
He's just feeling different one day, and
that's how we
did what we did.
You know, if they did that with people, people would make up their minds real quick. I'm just saying.
Do we want to bet on this?
No, not even close.
No, I don't. No, I don't think so, because we'll get letters.
Right. And those letters will be CANCEL.
Well, I heard that all publicity was good publicity, so.
That's true.
Maybe this is what we want.
Hey, I heard Jimmy Fallon's in trouble.
Yes, apparently he's a toxic employer.
Good. Nobody saw that coming, huh?
Well, I kind of thought he was a schmuck. I didn't realize he was an abusive schmuck.
Exactly.
He's a very talented guy. I just never liked his late night show because it was just, you know. Eh.
So isn't he? Here's a question, and I pose it to both of you because one of you is in show business and the other one just acts like he's in show business. So is it talent to just be able to read what the people have written for you? And remember, we were talking about California people. So is it really toxic, or is it that they are so sensitive that they just think it is?
Okay, first, Jimmy Fallon is a musician. He's a singer. He can dance. He can do impressions.
Yeah, he actually sings barbershop music, too.
Yeah, I don't know if he writes his own jokes. I think he's written some of them when he used to do stand-up. So, I mean, he's more than just a normal... He's got a late-night gig right now, I grant you that. But he does have, you know, a fair amount of talent. Joe Rogan actually made that point. Said, you know, this guy's really talented. But, you know, and sometimes talented people are just a-holes. And if you're too sensitive, you don't have to work there.
My guess is he's a little bit difficult to deal with, and they're so overly sensitive that it's getting all hyped up.
Okay. So, see, this is why I ask without, you know, trying to impose any judgment, because I don't know either way. Then I will take that he has talent because of things he stated, and I'm pretty sure that, it may be considered abrasive to them. You know, from places that that some of you still work and that I have worked, I'm pretty sure the Prince of Darkness,
I'm pretty sure we wouldn't do it the same way. I agree with you, Chief.
I'm pretty sure that if POD worked there today, he wouldn't work there today.
They'd be crying if he worked over on the Jimmy Fallon show.
But just remember the color of said badge. That there would be no stopping. They may be moving around, but I have seen the worst of folks, and they were
telling me they're like the Catholic Church.
But you remember the employee who ran someone over, killed them, and was there the next day.
Well, yeah, there's that.
So
I had a guy when I was on the government side who came in every day and sat at his desk and read the paper and let everybody see that he was doing this. He'd been doing that for 25 years. He never got promoted, but he never got fired.
Wow.
So wait, he read it was all day?
Yep. Grade 9, level 57, what?
They didn't even give him step increases after a while.
Wow. But they also didn't get rid of it. So it's like, we're just going to pretend the problem's not here. We're not going to fix it.
Well, okay, think of it this way, right? So you're the new guy, and he's you know, in your division, and everybody tells you he's been doing this for 18 years, right? So you go, and you decide you're going to do something about it. And the first question is going to be, well, why did you do something sooner? Well, I just got here. That's no excuse. And then all of a sudden, you're getting rearranged.
Exactly.
Then you just move him to the basement.
And take his stapler?
Kill the rat. Yeah, I mean, things will work themselves out.
How did that work out in the movie?
It kind of resolved itself because
there wasn't a building.
Milton didn't have a job. Nor did anyone else.
Well, yeah.
Well, they just didn't have a job there. They got other jobs.
Well, that's
true. We had the law standing outside looking at the building burn is probably my favorite scene.
Go ahead and rent it, folks. It's called The Office.
Office Space.
I'm sorry. That's right. The Office is a TV show.
Yeah.
Right.
With a very Star-Lord.
So I hear that we have a new simulator that's gonna help Crutch, Chief.
Another one?
It's gonna help him experience poverty.
Oh,
we haven't talked about this yet.
No, I don't think we talked about it.
We have discussed that the two of you will all be setting it up.
Well, we haven't discussed it yet on the show. We discussed that on the show where, right as we were getting ready to go on the air, Crutch had a power failure.
Yeah. Last week was...
That's why you remember it.
Right. Last week was a horrible week for electrical consistency. Like 2-3 different days?
Well, this is the first day in a week that we haven't had thunderstorms in the afternoon. We had them this morning, but they're gone.
I'm going to tell you right now, Mr. Browning would love to have a thunderstorm. His ground is so dry, it is broken up into like the hexagonal chunks, you know, where you, like there's a gully in between chunks of dirt. Yeah, it's like the chickens are going to fall in there. You guys haven't had any rain down there in a while, right, Chief?
Day 72, and the skies are still silent.
Wow, that was deep.
Isn't there anything that can be done?
Well, there's already cloud seeding and other, you know, bad things going on that I got to show from a distance, Crutch, the folks that that are as conspiratorial as I am, and with the amount of chemtrails and other stuff that we see being put in the air, and it's funny because people say chemtrails aren't real, and then I can pull up NBC News reports where they are bragging about cloud seeding and how it actually works. And it's just amazing that people will just forget that at one point it was something that people were proud of, but now all of a sudden it's conspiracy.
Yeah, silver iodide, man.
Yeah, so So in terms of that, yeah, we're hurting for some water. And hopefully it's supposed to rain all week. I mean, it's been cloudy all day and yet not a drop. So we will see. He got to see our garden with the brown plants that haven't seen water in 3 months, even though we're watering it like everything around. It's a mess.
Yeah. The garden was hurting.
But it's huge, is it not?
It is very huge. It's got a large swath of property.
Did you enjoy your time at the Browning Ranch, sir? The tour?
I had a blast. And as it turns out, Isaac really likes me. And I felt...
That's awesome.
I felt, you know, a little terrified because he has that look at his face like, I like you, but I could eat your entire head. And...
Did he do to you what he did to me, which was nudge you and then slobber on you?
Yes. I got a whole shoulder full of slobber.
Excellent.
And I forgot to change my shirt when we went out to dinner that night at what was the name of the place we went, Chief?
Big Smith's.
Holy cow. I sat there and watched the eldest Ogryn and the Chief go mano a mano in the all-you-can-eat beef rib challenge. And the lady at first, I guess she forgot that it was all you can eat, because after round one, she's like pulling out the check, and I'm like, you know, they're not done yet. Yours truly did not take part, because I was sure that if I was doing an all you can eat on Saturday, I wouldn't be talking to anybody except, you know, the porcelain bowl on Sunday. So I opted for a simple 2-meat platter of brisket and spicy sausage, and it was quite good. It's quite good. Place doesn't look like much from the outside. Chief was absolutely right, spot on about it. But man,
I'm looking at the photos right here. Yeah,
put out some fine food, and the ribs were huge. I mean, you know, there much cow was consumed that evening.
they are big and they are juicy, and that's why I had told Mr. Browning about it, because that's the only place I had gotten meat as juicy as he had provided before. So I was like, hey man, this is
right. If you're not in the mood to make it yourself, go here. Yep. But I was actually the supply vehicle, because I stopped at Mr. Browning first and loaded up eggs and bread and some pastries. Been a long day. Sorry.
They're all gone. Everything is gone.
Everything is gone. All the duck eggs too?
I'm sorry. All the breads are gone.
Oh, well, yeah. Bacon cheese bread, Goon.
Oh, my God. That sounds wonderful. So
I have to put anything on it. I literally took a slice and ate it dry, and it was marvelous.
He was holding it, and then he was wafting it and says, can you smell that?
You know, the moment I said it, I'm like, well, that was dumb.
And I just stared at him.
Because even wrapped up, the cheese in the cheese bread, in the bacon cheese bread, was permeating the air. And I was like, oh, this is so good. You're going to enjoy this. Mrs. Browning outdid herself. Fantastic stuff. Like,
they are...
Sell it online, and Mr. Browning can just stay home with the chickens. Okay, just saying.
They are a lovely family. I look forward to my next visit when we all haven't driven for like 20 hours over the course of 2 days.
Exactly. Even their son came out of his sanctum sanctorum, and his mother forced him to take his headphones off and say hello. So he took his headphones off, said hello, put them back on, and went back into the room. And I went, well, winner. The daughter was taken a real shining to the fowl, so she's constantly in with the chickens and the ducks. And I was telling Chief Mr. Browning, because you know it's so hot out there and everything, has rigged up a misting sprinkler line, you know, normally for your grass, right? But he's rigged it up horizontally so it shoots straight forward from just, you know, near where the house is. You know, when you first, you've been there, obviously, Goon, right?
Yes.
So when you walk and you just get to the gate, and straight ahead of you is the coop, well, immediately to the left, before you open the gate, is where he's got this line of misting hose, and they're all shooting horizontal, and the ducks just stand there with their face being shot in the face with the water, and it's like they're like in their own little mini nirvanas. They're just rah, 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 rah. It was hilarious.
Nice.
Yeah. So, but their daughter is you know, always in there trying to help. So good for her.
Yep. Maya, as you saw with mine, it's nowhere near professional. It is all reclaimed wood, but they're currently happy and alive.
They're happy and alive. And that's really the important part is you've bested at least some of the apex predators in your area.
Yeah, you got to see the reason why some of those plants and stuff are bent over is because they come crawling. They know where the food is.
Right.
So it's a real pain. You got to outsmart these things. But now that we have, ever since I killed the other snake and put his head up near the other side of the coop.
Oh yeah.
And mm-hmm. and I shot that raccoon.
Right.
And then I skinned the snake and then realized I messed up. Because I was looking at a tutorial on how to skin snakes, and number one, I wanted to get the egg out of the stomach because he ate one of my fake eggs. So I was like, you're gonna die painfully anyway, so I'll see if I can speed it up. Okay. All right, so, but yeah. Decapitating a snake does not end their life. That's the other thing, because the body moved for 3 hours, and the head moved, and apparently their nervous system is so strong that they can keep sending signals. They can't send signals to the body, but it still has...
I was about to say, did you or did you not interrupt the electric current there? Decapitation usually does that, but there was just short circuiting at that point.
Yeah. So, well, and when I would grab it, because I was literally cutting it open, it would still writhe around like it was trying to bite me. You know, where the head would have been, it curled and it nubbed me. You know, like a stump.
I'm being stumped.
So I had to put it down, and every hour I would come back and see, are you still moving? All right. But then, you know, because snake skin, I was trying to get some. And then I saw what it said, and I was peeling around, and then it started ripping. And once you've done that, then the rest of it now is coming out in chunks. And So I just threw it to the birds, and they took care of it real fast.
Oh, you're their best friend now.
Yeah, I mean, so... Chickens are feathered raptors.
Yes.
I mean, they will eat anything, including, like, when the raccoon killed the first chicken mm-hmm. and just took his head off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were there pecking at him. And I was like, that's cruel. You know, this was your sister.
This was one of yours.
Yeah. Not anymore.
Exactly.
So we're all back in town in our respective towns and back to work tomorrow. So much fun. And we'll try to get you a show next Monday too. I think, you know, two in a row would be kind of cool. That'd be awesome. But once again, thank you all for listening. And with that, please stay tuned for a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Doug's Tracking and Population Control Services. Doug has decided that humans are not running the planet well and need some guidance. He's going to implement tracking chips in all humans and decide who gets to reproduce. Those who don't qualify will get fixed. You know who you are. And the DPR Mocha Fascist League. Now banning all spectators at Mocha Varsity football games this week due to a fight involving no students last week after a game. So, they don't want your money for boosters or the athletic program. So, don't give it to them. Stay away, permanently. Let's see how this works out. Best of luck to the Fascist League. And, Bantasim! the space age simulator for DPR Moco wealthy, privileged, non-people of color. Just bring cash and experience a two-hour simulation of what it's like to be poor in Baltimore. Don't you feel terrible that you have so much while others suffer in poverty? This will help. Pay your fee up front and join the sim. Meet realistic Baltimore residents who will help you with your money guilt. Hurry, space is limited. Don't forget to sign the waiver.
Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole, LLC. Copyright 2023. All rights reserved.